The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar. I'm a certified financial planner professional. In the studio today with Doug Neal, another certified financial planner as well. Craig Montana running the studio. And we're going to take a look today based off of several questions I've had from clients over the last few weeks. And Doug, I think
I had
you
one
had
yesterday.
Too. Yes. You know, is there a big difference or any difference in just going to cash, like money market accounts, versus what else can you do? And what are the difference in the returns if you have a little bit more diversification?
Yeah, the underlying thought there is that some people are getting scared, and so they thought maybe now's the time to get out and go to something safe, cash, or cash equivalents.
Yeah, money market.
Yeah.
Accounts,
passbook savings account or stable value fund, something like that.
So we actually have a couple of articles that actually kind of mirror a lot of what we've seen in our own practices. But this is a really good kind of a primer for you, if you will, about what can you do that's still not tremendously volatile, all right, but you are getting a much better return. So what kinds of things do that, and how do they stack up with each other?
A better return than money market or savings accounts.
Because, you know, if inflation's in one spot and your return on your money market's below that, then you're negative anyway, right?
Yeah, if inflation's 2% and you're earning 1%, you're going backwards.
So, you know, if you do something that's less risky, but you're still doing better returns, that's what we're going to talk about part of the time for this morning.
Yeah, because there's a couple of different facets of this one. There's growth, meaning I want to save money, I want to accumulate some money so that I can retire someday or live off our assets. The second part is, okay, now I'm at that point and I want to live off that assets. Where's my income going to come from? What type of investments? Because like we just said, if you're in a if inflation's at 2% and you're earning 1%, you're going to run out of money someday.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about how these kind of things can be mapped out and how you can get ahead, actually, without taking as much risk. Because I think there's a lot of conversation now, and we just had a few days where the markets were negative. All right, so let's talk about that since it's on your mind, I think, right? And, you know, why even have an income-producing portfolio anyway? And Doug's going to take a little look at that, because not everyone necessarily needs one, but maybe you just need a section of what you're doing to do that function. So we'll talk about all those issues when we come back from this break. But I think it's going to be a good educational session here this morning. That's the idea.
It's kind of like what we do with individual clients, help them map out a strategy. Well, what's the basics? You know, there's certain basics, rules, and things to follow, and that's what we'll touch on: income versus growth, accumulation versus distribution.
Mm-hmm. So we'll go over some of those things, and there's going to be something in there that you're going to want to hear. And we don't make very many guarantees, but I think I'm going to guarantee that one, because this is a very important kind of a distinction to make in investing mm-hmm. in general. So we're going to go over that. And in the meantime, if you have a question or two about anything to do financially speaking, give us a call. You can always talk to us one-on-one in private, even during the radio program. Nobody else will hear you if you call during the break right now. And here is the number to do that. You'll just be talking with me and Doug. And here's the way to do it. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
At ASCO Equipment, we don't have offices. We have service and support centers because we're in business to do two things: serve and support our customers and do it better than anyone else. It's why we rely on Case Construction Equipment, because they're on it too. From the big jobs to the small jobs and everything in between, Case Equipment is practical and intuitive. Hardcore, versatile machines we're proud to service and support. Whatever it is, at ASCO, we're on it.
The Brazos Valley Livestock Commission Company announces their fall replacement sale Saturday, December 8th, starting at 11. There will be bred cows, pairs, open-end heifers, bred females, and pairs, including big and fancy crossbred heifers bred to LBW Lasker Angus Bull, Brayford heifers bred to LBW Angus Bull, some pair heavy-bred Brangus cows, heavy-bred Gert X Hereford heifers, heavy-bred Brahman cows, Brahman pairs, Beefmaster heifers, crossbred cows, Red Angus cows, and Brangus type cows. Open heifers include Gert X Hereford heifers, Brangus heifers, all one raising out of Cavender's Ranch bulls, and Chocolate Brayford heifers weighing 750. Bulls include 10 Double Creek Angus bulls and 10 Pat Griswold Charlet bulls. Most will be sorted into uniform groups suitable for 4-H and FFA projects. That's the annual fall replacement sale this Saturday, December 7th at Brazos Valley Livestock Commission, 6097 East State Highway 21 in Bryan. Find out more online at BrazosValleyLivestock.com.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle, living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? Welcome to Performance Health and Wellness, chiropractic care for all walks of life. Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder is part of the elite group of certified chiropractic sports practitioners and is ready to get you feeling your best. Make an appointment today by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the office at 306 East Main Street in Brenham.
From backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing culinary delights with a level of professionalism and attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations available by calling 979-830-0450. Design 2 is thankful to everyone who helped make the Wednesday and Thursday lunchtimes a success and wishes all their neighbors and patrons a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The holidays are here, that time of year when you rack your brain to come up with that gift idea for those who have everything or those who are hard to buy for. Show your loved ones how important they are by having a special photograph, artwork, or diploma frame for them at Unique's. Unique specializes in archival quality framing, and their large selection of frames guarantees they can meet or exceed your framing vision. Bring your artwork to Unique's. They'll match existing frames or give them a whole new look. Unique's, 708 North Park in Brenham since 1983.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Your old Toyota not running like it used to? Maintenance reminder won't leave you alone? Pull in to Degler Toyota's service department, located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham, Texas. You'll be welcomed by Toyota-certified staff members ready to take care of all your service needs. Our technicians are ASE-certified and equipped to service almost every four-wheeled vehicle on the road. Schedule your appointment today at 979-836-1615 or visit our website at www.teglertoyota.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with A couple of members of the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group, Tony Navarre, Doug Neal, certified financial planner professionals in the studio this morning for you. And we're taking a look today about a couple of really critical areas of investing that it isn't just meant for people who are already retired or getting close to retirement. It's really meant for anyone who wants to take a little bit more conservative approach with a portion of what they're doing, or maybe all of what they're doing as far as investing is concerned. You can even do this in your 401k portfolio if you want to. There are generally, every 401k plan I've ever dealt with has investments that are similar to what we're going to talk about inside of it as some investment options. So it doesn't have to be only if you have a brokerage account or something of that nature, right? So this is a more broad-based approach, and we'll actually go through how did these things do when things were in a slump in the markets, and why should you even consider this? Maybe you're already doing this, but maybe you'll get a little bit of subtle nuance to what you're doing as well. And by the way, if you're thinking about doing something, or if you're wanting to know if you're right on track, etc., you're welcome to come by our office for the free review. We're glad to help you with that. It is free and no strings attached. And here's the way to do that. Just call us at the office and we'll set that up with you. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
Yeah, the income-producing investments, things are designed to produce income versus investments that are designed to grow in value. Real estate can be both of those type of things, because you can want to buy a piece of property, and when you want to sell it 10 years from now, and you want to sell it for a whole lot more money than what you paid for it, but in the meantime, it's not really producing much income. You're running cattle on it, so you're really not making any money on it, versus a rent house, which you get a check every month for. And it really doesn't matter too much what the house grows or not.
Yeah, and the same can be said of investments such as bonds, different types of bonds. Yeah, sometimes they can go down in face value, but they're throwing off an income stream in between. So they may go up and down, like even treasuries do, but they're still throwing off an income stream to you.
Because a bond is a debt instrument. Basically, it says you loan us the money for a certain time frame, and we'll pay you a certain interest rate in that time frame. At the end, we'll give you money back. And so there's all kinds of bonds. The U.S. bond market, including government-issued debt, corporate debt, which is from the businesses, municipal bonds, which are from cities and municipalities, and asset-backed debt, leasing, like leasing equipment, totaled $43.7 trillion as of June 30th of this year. The U.S. stock market, including all publicly traded companies, stock is ownership in the company. There's no necessarily income stream coming off of stock.
Yeah, some have.
Yeah, some do.
They pay dividends, for instance, on some stocks, but there are a lot of them that do not.
Yeah, so as a general rule, the stock market is $31.5 trillion. So the bond market is $12 trillion larger than the stock market.
So yeah, more people are investing in bond and debt instruments like that than are investing in stocks.
Yeah, and they tend not to be as volatile, meaning, like, say, yesterday the market was down 200 and some points. Well, today it's up.
200 and some points.
Yeah. You know, and if you don't like looking at your statement and seeing that roller coaster, bonds tend to not do that as much. Plus, well, because they're designed to pay income. And the reason, we're not going to get too heavy into the reason why the bond price goes up or the bond price goes down. It's just those are instruments, the bonds, that can pay you a steady income. Now, you don't necessarily have to take the income. You can buy more bonds with it, or pool your money together and buy different types of bonds. Because in that little thing I just mentioned there, that was the corporate debt, government debt, municipal debt, asset-backed debt. there's four different kinds of bonds. So now you can have different types, because the U.S. government issues several different types of bonds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, the treasuries, the 10-year bond, the 30-year bond.
The treasury inflation protected securities that they come out called TIPS. Those are another.
Yep. So there's different ways then for you to invest in those bonds. And I think, Tony, that article was talking about a combination of those types of bonds, not just all corporate, all government, all treasury, all asset-backed.
And it wasn't a portfolio that is absent cash. There is that part in there, all right? So this is actually an excellent article from Financial Planning Magazine, an article by Craig Israelson, who is a professor in personal financial planning at Utah Valley University. But he's a big contributor to many articles all around, and a pretty sharp guy. And what he did was he painstakingly went and broke down over the last 20 years or so, you know, how have these things done? Money market only, strictly cash.
Okay.
All right. Versus a diversified fixed income portfolio. Now, what is that composed of? The U.S. and international bonds, savings accounts, some CDs, and some of the U.S. Treasury bonds. So we've got 40% cash.
Okay, that's quite a bit.
Yeah. 20% of those bonds, 20% of the Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, the TIPS.
TIPS.
All right. And 20% non-U.S. issued bonds. So you may have some from Canada, Great Britain, wherever.
Europe, Australia, just wherever the interest rates are good.
Right. So you've got a little blend there on the other side. So he looks back over the last 20 years, and basically what he's looking at is, okay, how do these things perform against each other? All right? So let's talk about when we had some big financial dips in the stock markets, because that's usually when you're most tempted, or you may decide that you're going to get out of equities, all right, stocks, and you're going to go to cash, right?
Yep.
All right. So if you move to cash at the start of 2001, because remember we had a really ugly 99-2000 period there, where the market dropped over 9%, the S&P 500 did, in 2000. So the 100% cash portfolio, which means like money market, all right?
Yeah, or savings account, passbook savings accounts.
Mm-hmm. And this is the average annualized percentage return over the next 3 years. All right. So you go to cash.
Market drops. You go
in
to
2000.
Cash.
And over the next 3 years, what did you earn? All right. Cash portfolio earned 2%.
Okay.
The diversified fixed income portfolio earned 6.69%.
Over that same 3 year period.
Yeah. So over three times as much. That's one big down swoop period. Okay. The next one. Moved to cash at the start of 2002, because in 2001, the market dropped 11.9%, almost 12%. All right? So over the next 3 years, staying in cash versus the diversified fixed income portfolio, cash produced 1.37%, the diversified fixed income 6.98%, almost 7%.
Kind of looks like both of them are in the sixes.
Yes. Let's go to 2003. We had a 22% drop in the S&P 500 index in 2002. That was a rough period there, all right? Over the next 3 years, if you were all in money market or cash position there, you made 1.90%. The diversified fixed income portfolio made just over 4%, 4.01%.
I guess that some of those bonds were being refinanced with lower interest rates.
Yes, and a lot of that happened.
Yep.
Right? All right, let's go now to the one that everybody remembers even better because it was more recent. The 37% drop in the S&P 500 index in 2008.
That was ended the year 37% down. Now it dropped further than that during the year, but it started coming back.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So at the end of the year 2008, the S&P 500 was down 37.0%. So if you went to all cash, money market, you made over the next 3 years 0.12%.
So if you
remember, they were yanking interest rates down.
That's right. So over the next 3 years, that's what your average return was then, huh?
Yeah, 0.12.
It's sitting in cash.
If you were in the diversified fixed income portfolio, your return over the 3 years was 4.48%.
Okay, so two of those were fours, and then two of them were sixes. So
yeah,
that's, I guess, the result of the interest rates dropping over the time frames, over the years.
So the point is, and in this article, you know, is it always the wrong move to go to cash? Always. Is it always the wrong move? No. But staying there, is where the problem seems to be. If you are having an extended period of time, you know, 2-3 years especially, and you panic, you go to cash, this is what makes the big difference in those returns.
Yeah. And the going to cash isn't necessarily bad if there's a purpose for that.
Sure.
If you're trying to time the market, that's not a good purpose. But if you're going to, like the call I had yesterday, the person said, well, maybe I should go to cash because he's got like a 20% return so far this year. Mm-hmm. So maybe I should go for cash now. I said, well, if you're going to retire in the next 18 months or so, maybe you should move. Maybe
you get a portion of that.
Yeah, in this particular case, maybe move half of it to the stable value fund. And then he came back and discussed it and said that, well, no, he's really not retiring for 24 to 36 months. So it isn't worth it to go to cash because bear markets don't last more than a year or two. 18 months, I think, is the longest.
Mm-hmm. So again, you know, even it depends on your situation, of course, but I think you need to know the differences here. And I think, again, that bottom line to this whole thing is, if you move just to cash and the yields are so low right now, again,
very low.
All right. That, you know, you can actually do more negative damage if you stay in for the long haul. And I know I have people listening who went to cash in 2008. And then when things started moving up and then they made up all of it or most of it or whatever, then they decided to get back in. And then you missed that opportunity again to do better for yourself. And if you had at least, you know, 5 to 10 years, you know, away from retirement,
you lost.
You hurt.
Yeah, because that's what usually when you have your biggest sums of money is right before then, and your biggest sums are earning the very least.
Well, and the thing is, again, these are blended ways of doing things, which is one of the things as financial planners that we look at is, okay, we're not just talking about certain types of securities like stocks, for instance. There are a lot of other things to invest in.
Yeah.
And these produce a yield of some sort that can be pretty secure. And you can still be 30, 40, even 50%. In cash or cash equivalents, like money market funds.
Yeah, it comes down to strategy, and that's how important that free review is, because there's times that when you should have a bunch of cash. I know we had another client that which I concur with, he wanted to take the whole family on a vacation. Okay, well, he's got a pretty big family, and it was a pretty good vacation. So he needed tens of thousands of dollars in cash, and he didn't. So during the year, we would sell things at certain times and let the money just sit in cash because we knew we were going to spend it in the future.
Right.
Didn't know the exact dates because they were still lining some things. But that's fine because you know you're going to use that money. That goes back to also a cash reserve. You know, having money in a cash reserve kind of protects all the rest of your investment. So if you need a new heater or a new tires on your car or things like that, you've got the cash here to do that. So you can plan for that And then it's fine to have money in cash. Mm-hmm. But as an investment, cash is not an investment.
Right.
It's something that gets you where you want to go.
Yeah, and it can give you that cushion, right, that you need for things that come up.
Yeah, right.
If there's an emergency or you've got to make a payment on something that you hadn't planned,
mm-hmm.
that happens. Or if you have an opportunity to make a purchase of, you know, let's say a friend's selling their wonderful automobile that you've yep. been coveting for years, right? I have somebody who's a client who called and said, hey, how much cash do I have? Because the guy down the street who has some, you know, 1980 sports car that's in demand that he's been looking at for years now, the guy drives around, I really want that.
Okay.
Well, okay. And you go ahead and you take the cash and you do that. And so again, it's what your plans are and where you are in your life.
Correct. Because that the cash help protects everything else. In that scenario, if he would have to take money out of his 401k or IRA, he's going to have to pay taxes on it, maybe a penalty depending upon his age, because he didn't have the cash.
Well, next Monday, I'm going to talk about the consequences of taking a plan loan.
Oh, yes.
There are some things that could happen to you if you borrow money out of your 401k, for instance, that you probably don't know about, and I'll betcha that your human resources department person may not know either. Yeah. So you really need to be tuned in on Monday, because I know this is the time of year when we want to buy something for someone, or we have some bills that are coming up at the end of the year. Maybe you got taxes that you need to be doing, property taxes. You've got all kinds of things going on. You know, the consequences of taking a loan from your 401k, because what if you want to leave your job? What happens to that loan? So we'll talk about those things, too.
Yeah, I got another little story of a client who we're planning ahead, but we need cash. So we'll cover some of these things when we come back.
All right. So take a little break here. If you got a question, you're considering something, you want to know the consequences, pluses, minuses, et cetera, give us a call. We're going to be in the commercial break here, and Craig will put you through to us on our private line at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 7879. You're listening to Doug and Tony on today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Take your living room to the next level with Herman Furniture's Power Pack Sale. Now through December 10th, take advantage of the lowest prices of the season, all on power reclining furniture. Add a touch of luxury and convenience to your family or living room with a FlexSteel recliner, love seat, or sofa, complete with free delivery on regular orders within 50 miles. Herman Furniture at 213 West Alamo in Brenham. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Check them out on Facebook or Instagram.
During this busy time of year, you need a place to relax, unwind, a place where you can enjoy a great happy hour with beer and wine specials, daily meal specials, and even a place you can grab dinner to go. Look no further than El Jimador Mexican Restaurant in Belleville. Their dishes are expertly crafted with the highest quality meats and produce. To experience authentic Mexican cuisine, try El Jimador Mexican Restaurant, 864 East Hill Street. Merry Christmas from your friends at El Jimador Mexican Restaurant.
Cyfair Tire is now in Brenham at 3201 Highway 36 South. Cyfair Tire specializes in quality name brand tires for your car, light truck, tractor, and commercial vehicles. Need new tires but don't have the cash? Cyfair Tire is now offering 90 days same as cash financing. They can finance any tire purchase, whether for your car, tractor, or commercial vehicle, and it's easy as 1, 2, 3, and only takes a few minutes. When you need tires, choose Cyfair Tire. Just past Walmart on 36 South in Brenham.
Honey, what's wrong?
It's this house. This awful carpet. It's straight out of the 70s. I can't take it anymore. I can't even have friends over. It's too embarrassing.
Dear, it's not a big deal. Go to NaylorWoodFloors.com. They'll take care of everything. Their craftsmen will replace our 70s carpet with natural wood floors. You'll have that, what does the Home and Garden magazine call it? Rustic chic look you've always wanted.
Naylor's Wood Floors. They're at 3962 Highway 36 North. Let's go now.
Hello, this is Steve. At Krennic Tractor, we believe in listening to our customers. That's why we proudly carry Gregley zero-turn mowers. Bring the professional performance home with the toughest residential mowers on the market. With over 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance, shop Gregley for a smarter, easier, more intuitive zero-turn mower. You spoke and we listened. Visit us today at Highway 36 South in Brenham. And happy holidays from Krennic Tractor.
Join all your friends for Christmas of yesteryear at the Small Town Christmas this Friday and Saturday in downtown Belleville. KWHI will be there broadcasting live on Friday from 4 till 6:30. This broadcast is brought to you in part by the Belleville Chamber of Commerce, the Kenny Store, San Bernard Electric, and Belleville Rental. Come see Santa, play in the snow, and all the other fun activities at the Small Town Christmas in Belleville this Friday and Saturday.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarre, certified financial planner professional, in the studio with my colleague Doug Neal, certified financial planner as well, and Craig Montana playing the air guitar right here on the program. Again, if you have questions, if we haven't covered a financial topic that you need to know the answer to or want to ask questions about, you can always give us a call at our office. Talk it over with us, or if you want to come by for the free review, there is some downtime during this holiday period that we all get to have, thank goodness. And you might want to make that really pay off for you by coming in for the free review. Here's our phone number. Give us a call. We'll put you on the schedule, and we'll get together. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
Another way you can ask us some questions if you want to in person is tomorrow night. We're going to the Chamber of Washington County Chamber of Commerce Connect 5. It's a networking deal that members of the chamber meet over at the Heritage Real Estate Office.
Yeah, so if you're in the Brenham area, you might want to cruise over there. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow
evening.
And I'll be there, and Tony, if she can make it, we'll be there. And so there you can ask questions, too.
And I know people do.
Yes, they do.
And that's we're always happy to help out however we can. Last time I went to a chamber thing, somebody asked me about 529 college savings plans. And it really worked out nicely because there were some things that they really needed to know and that they did not know. And so it really was nice to be able to help them a little bit.
See, that's it's good either in person or on the phone. I had a question yesterday from somebody with this is open enrollment for Medicare, and they heard some rumors from different things. No, don't hear rumors, because that's where you get into trouble.
Yeah.
Get the facts. So give us a call. Keep listening to the radio show, or if we happen to run across us, you can ask us live.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We love that.
Yeah.
Actually. So it's fun for us, and we enjoy meeting you anyway, no matter what. And so that's a great opportunity to do that. The last Chamber of Commerce meeting of the year for Washington County, I believe.
I don't know. I look on my calendar.
The after five thing. Yeah, the after five thing. Anyway, yeah.
So enough of that one. We were talking about cash versus a diversified income portfolio, and there's times when you need some cash. I had a client this week send us, he's over 70 and a half years old, so he's got to take a required minimum distribution, and so he's done well, and so he's going to do the required minimum distributions, but he's going to send it to like eight different charities. And he gave us the amounts that he wanted to go to those next November. He's planning ahead. And then he said, what's left, divide that up by 12 and send me a check every month.
Okay.
Which is fine. It's a good move, but we got to have cash because we know we're going to send all these required minimum distributions to these charities. Plus, we're going to send him a check every month. So we got to have cash in the account, even though it's only going to pay about 1%.
Sure.
But the rest of it is fine. The rest we can let grow.
Mm-hmm.
So there's times to have cash, and or there's times to have that diversified income portfolio like you were talking about.
Yes.
And instead of reinvesting the money, just let the money, the earnings, go into the cash account.
Yep.
You know, that's another way, too. Cause
well, and that's how we fund a lot of our folks who are retired as mm-hmm. well, right? We set up something that basically will create cash either on a monthly, quarterly, annual, semi-annual basis. Mm-hmm. But that money is constantly being generated in one form or another from investments in the portfolio. And that can provide a very nice income stream that may be supplementing what else you have.
Yeah, Social Security, pension, just whatever other things are there. Mm-hmm. So, or a lot of people do that. They let the dividends and interest go to the money market, and then they use that money to pay their real estate taxes and sure. car insurance at the end of the year. Because
mm-hmm.
they know it's coming, but instead of reinvesting it or taking that income stream, or just taking a portion of your assets, set that aside to pay your real estate taxes. Because you know the real estate taxes never go away.
No, they don't. And there are so many different ways. And I think the bottom line really, Doug, is that, you know, your investments can be structured in all these different ways depending on what your needs are, because that money needs to work for you. And however it needs to work can be accomplished by just making some adjustments.
Yeah, and there's so many different investment tools that you can use. If you're looking for income, that diversified bond portfolio is one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's different ways you can do that. You can do the individual bonds. You can do it as a basket of bonds.
Sure. And you can also create tax-free
mm-hmm.
income generation as well by using things like municipal bonds, municipal securities, right, that may be tax-exempt. Now, you do have to know your Social Security rules.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because there are some cases and you have to be knowledgeable about what types of those types of investments may or may not bump your Social Security.
Up to where it's taxable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So please
be aware that those things can happen and get proper advice on doing that.
See, another income producing tool with are annuities. I mean, that's what they're designed for. They're mm-hmm. designed for retirement, and they'll pay you a guaranteed interest rate for a certain time frame. It's whatever you want to pick for, you know, years or as long as you live or as mm-hmm. long as you and your spouse live. There's different ways to do that, and there's multiple insurance companies out there that will guarantee you a 5% or better return on a block of money.
Mm-hmm. So, but again, that'll have a time frame,
correct,
generally tied to it. And there are those of you listening, I know, who are like, I wouldn't do an annuity if somebody was holding a gun to my head. All right. And if that's you, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with opinions. But for some people, this may be a portion
mm-hmm.
of, I never say do all in.
Correct.
Because you never know. Life happens. And if you need that money, you don't want to pay a penalty to an insurance company for making an early withdrawal out of an annuity.
There's tools that you can get a good return on
mm-hmm.
because that's what the insurance companies do. They go out and they buy the bonds because they know they're going to have to pay X amount of dollars for so long.
Sure.
But they just do it in very, very large numbers,
mm-hmm.
Whereas most people can't do it at that level on their own. So there's different ways to get that income stream depending upon what you want done. And that's where it comes down to, in our life, the early part of your life, you're trying to accumulate as much money as you can in your retirement savings, your 401k, 403b, your investment accounts, CDs, whatever. You're just trying to get your monies together. And then when you get to the point where you're not working anymore for a paycheck, now you have to get a paycheck from your investments.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole different philosophy on where you put your investments then.
Yeah.
Because like we talked at the beginning, a stock portfolio isn't usually designed to pay income. It's real estate, usually. That's because you don't need an income stream. You got a paycheck. But when your paycheck stops, where's your income going to come from? And that's different investing.
Well, it is. And I think that if you have a financial advisor or planner that you work with, and you're getting closer to needing some sort of an income stream, you know, now is the time. Is never, never too soon.
That's right.
To start having that conversation with that individual and saying, this is what I want my money to do for me. These are things that are coming up. And those of you who are our clients, if you haven't been in for your review, this is you too. In fact, I have several reviews coming up on tap in the next couple weeks. So again, keep up with these things. Don't wait for your representative or planner to call you all the time. Be on the proactive part of this, because this is your life.
This
as
is
far
your
as
money.
Your financial life is concerned, right? So just a word to the wise. And again, if you have questions and you want to call us, that's fine. And that is easy to do. Our office number, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. Meantime, Gloria Gaynor is singing, so that must mean that we have a commercial break up right next. If you want to talk to us right now, you're considering some options. Is there something that you're thinking about doing? Pluses and minuses, we're glad to weigh in on it for you and help you understand whatever it is better. And here's the way to call us right now. If you want to ask that question, we'll talk to you in private at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
The Blinn College District is proud to present its second annual Sounds of the Season concert on Saturday, December 7th at Festival Hill in Round Top. This special 3 p.m. performance features vocal and instrumental music students from Blinn College and choir students from Brenham and Trinity High Schools. Together, they will perform John Rutter's Magnificat in one of the most beautiful concert halls in the nation. $10 tickets are available at the door and at blinn.edu/boxoffice. For information, call 979-830-4288.
At Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, you can browse a great selection of America's best brands. Or you can visit our website, SchleiderFurniture.com, to see furniture and pricing. Schleider's isn't afraid to put our prices up for all to see. We have a price guarantee, and we welcome people to look. Schleider's has over 100 Lazy Boy in stock, ready to deliver. We beat big city gallery prices every day. Visit our mattress showroom for a no-pressure chance to try the pride of Brenham, Sealy Posturepedic, Searns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. Check out the new Beach Street Posturepedics at new lower prices. Save money with special financing up to 6 years. See store or website for details. Free delivery and installation to 40 miles available. Schleider's has great American-made furniture in stock at guaranteed low prices. Visit Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic.
This holiday season, shop in downtown Brenham. Head over to the Book Nook on Douglas Street. They have new and used books, plus unique gifts for book lovers. Don't miss our fun and funky dress socks, puzzles, and candles. The Book Nook, 108 South Douglas, right across from Must Be Heaven, or online at BrenhamBookNook.com. Special orders available for new and used books. Then, for the best economical purchases of the season, travel east to the Forever Young Resale Shop at 700 East Commerce Street. They have like new clothing, home decor, jewelry, plus a whole room for men and one for babies. All proceeds benefit the Washington County Homebound Senior Lunch Program. Forever Young Resale Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 till 4. And when you get hungry, one of the best places to grab lunch is Funky Art Cafe, with entrances at 202 West Commerce Street or through the pomegranate. Good Fun Food is always evolving out of their kitchen. Call them for home or office holiday catering at 836-5220. The Funky Art Cafe serves lunch from 11 to 2 weekdays and 11 to 3 on Saturdays. Make downtown Brenham your hometown for the holidays.
Robin Landaway is your go-to realtor for excellent customer service. They specialize in residential and farm and ranch. So for excellent service in Brenham and the surrounding area, call your local hometown real estate professionals with the backing of trusted and recognized brand Robin Landaway with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, hometown at 979-830-5200. Visit robinlandaway.com or stop by her office at 1811 South Market Street, Suite A in Brenham.
The outdoor season never ends in Texas. That's why TSO offers Costa Del Mar, Polarized, and other sunglasses all year long. Bring your prescription to TSO, including no-line multifocals, to help when tying fishing knots or reading GPS maps, and they'll fit it in your Costa sunglasses. Non-prescription sunglasses are also available and make great Christmas gifts for just about anybody. Just stop at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. Remember to utilize your insurance benefits before the end of the year. TSO and Dr. Brandon Guillory, caring for the eyes of Texas.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of today's edition of the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarre, Doug Neal in the studio with me, my colleague this morning. We are both certified financial planner professionals and have been working with our wonderful, beloved clients who some of you I know listen to the program. If you're not our client, we invite you to you can always call us at the office, ask a question. Or if you want to come in for the free review and you think you're okay, that's fine. You just want to check it out and make sure, can you do something better? What kinds of things should you consider? You know, all those different issues. Glad to help you with that, too. It is a free review if you want to come in. And the number to do that, give us a call, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. 836-2903.
I want to plug one thing here. Those of you who are our clients and can't make it Saturday, we're going to miss you. We're having a client appreciation event at my house on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So just in case, you can change your mind and come, but just let us know. So we'll be looking forward to seeing you all on Saturday.
Yeah. So if you still want to get in on that, and it's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Out there in the lovely countryside where Doug lives. Worth your while. We'd love to see you out there and enjoy some food and beverage, et cetera, with you. And call us at the office.
What's the office number?
Yeah, again, that number is 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
I want to kind of tie up our conversation we had earlier about income investing. Mm-hmm. This is from the By the Numbers Research Organization. Since the end of World War II, 1945, there's been three bear markets. That means where everything's been going down. Now, you touched on a lot of those, but but these are the composite. The years. The three bear markets are, number one, a 48% drop in 1973 to 74. That's a two-year period, 73 to 74. The second largest was a 49% drop. That was when you were talking about 2000 to 2002. Because there was three years, part of 2000, where it was down each year. But the overall in that two-year or three-year time frame was 49%. And the largest drop was just a little while ago. 57% drop in the bear market was 2007 to through 2009.
Well, through March.
Through March. Yeah, so it wasn't a whole year, but that's the years.
Or the beginning of March, because remember what happened in March of 2009 after the big washout in 2008 is that things started going the other direction. They started heading up.
So that was the bear market started at the end of 2007, went down, and it really dropped at the end of 2008, and then got into 2009 and started coming back again. My point to all this is, they don't last very long. And so when do you get back in if you got out and went to cash? Do you get back in 2008? First month of 2009? Do you wait till you see it come back and stay back? Because it's not a straight drop down.
Because
it's not a straight drop up.
Because there have been some dips.
Yes.
But not anything even close to that, right?
Correct.
Yeah, original one.
So that's where trying to time the market just doesn't work. Get your strategy of what you want to do with your financial life and then figure out your products and things. And you can have your cash reserves and have your insurance for your risk management. And you don't have to worry about market drops or bear markets.
The other thing you do need to think about, those of you who are business owners or small business owners, you know you can. You still have time over the next week or 10 days at the most to create your own retirement plan for your business. If you have a small business, depending on if it's you and or you and a spouse, there are some things you can do to really get some good tax savings for this year, by the way. Or if you have employees, there are reasonably priced things that are not going to cost you much money, if at all, in some cases, depending on how you structure it. So you still have a very little bit of time here under some circumstances to create a retirement plan for yourself or yourself and your employees in certain things. So call us at the office. We'll walk you through that. See if it's for you. 979-836-2903.
Enjoyed being with you today. I hope you learned some things. Give us a call. Pick our brains. And we'll see you back here on Monday. Go Texans.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.